This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're talking about edema, and to help us with this conversation, I am joined on the line by specialist physician Dr. Portia Nkwashu. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you? And good morning to your listeners.
We are great. Thank you, Doc. We're talking about edema, which is not something we have conversations about every single day. So for those hearing the term for the very first time, what exactly is edema?
So edema basically is a clinical symptom, and it means swelling of the legs, if we just simplify it.
Okay.
There are different causes. So if you develop swelling of the legs, then we have to check what is the problem. It might be something very innocent, but it can also be something that can be life-threatening.
Sure.
So if you get that, that's why we have to stand up and go and consult with a doctor.
You mentioned that it is a symptom. What could be some of the most common causes or some of the most common reasons why we see people developing edema? And is it true that it affects mostly women?
So, yeah, it does affect women, but it can be both males and females. So it depends mainly in terms of the causes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just quickly go through the causes and divide them mainly into two.
Yeah.
So you can either have swelling of one leg or swelling of two legs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get swelling of two legs, the commonest things could be just that your veins are weak, then you get pooling of blood in your lower limbs, then as a result your legs get swollen. So that you see mostly with people who stand for long periods, maybe at work, or you sit for a long period.
Yeah.
But then it can be due to medication. For example, some blood pressure medication can cause swelling of the legs. If you have heart problems, you can have a swelling of the legs. So if you have swelling of the legs and you get shortness of breath, you get tired easily, that should make you worried, because that could be related to a heart condition. Liver problems. If your liver is not functioning well, you can get swelling of both legs. And if your kidneys are not functioning well, you can also have swelling of the legs. Then if you have a swelling of just one leg, it could be an infection. So what would sort of make us think this is more infection related? If you have a swelling and the leg is red and it's warm when you touch it, then you always think maybe this could be an infection of the leg.
Okay.
And one of the serious conditions, if you have a clot in the leg, you'll have a swelling of one leg. So that's why I'm saying swelling of the leg or edema might be something innocent, but it might be something very serious that needs to be attended to.
How do we tell that this is innocent, this is something that needs to be attended to?
So I would say, in general, if you wake up and you start having swelling of the legs, you should by right consult.
Okay.
So that we can see whether this is serious or not. But there are symptoms that will come along with the swelling. So like I gave an example, if it's a blot, it will be swollen and painful, usually one leg, or red and painful, then usually one leg as well. If it's heart-related, you will have other symptoms like shortness of breath. You can't sleep flat. You have to increase the number of pillows when you sleep. You just have this abnormal tiredness that you cannot explain. If it's related to the kidneys, say maybe you're losing proteins through the kidneys, you find that your legs are swelling, but when you wake up in the morning, you have this puffiness or swelling around your eyes, which usually as the day progresses, the swelling gets better.
Sure, Doc. So before I do let you go, I wanted to find out if there are any lifestyle adjustments that we could make to try and prevent the, you know, recurrence of edema, or just to try and prevent things like this from happening. Are there any lifestyle adjustments that we can make?
Definitely. So things like high salt intake, because salt causes water retention.
Yeah.
So that can also make you to be prone to getting swelling of the legs. And then I always advise, because most of these conditions which end up causing someone to have swelling of the legs are related to diabetes, high blood pressure.
Mm.
So if you are diabetic or you have high blood pressure, you should consult with your doctors regularly. At least twice a year, you must see your doctor.
Yeah.
And twice a year, at least they must check your blood. They must check whether your kidneys are functioning well. They must do a urine test. It can be even a bedside test where they check whether you are losing proteins through your kidneys or not. They must do what we call an ECG. So basically, they have to check the heart and see if your heart is functioning well. And this you do just twice a year, or at least once a year. I've met people who say they can go and get a script from their doctor and go, don't get checked.
Mm.
Or you go and consult with the doctor. The doctor just talks to you and gives you a script, and they don't examine you. Those things should not happen.
Mm.
Right? A doctor should sit with you, talk to you, and examine you, request those blood tests. Because by the time a patient is referred to me, you find that they already have advanced disease whereby you could have been screened earlier on.
Yeah.
Just a simple blood, simple bedside test, examination of the patient.
Mm.
And I would say also from age of 40 and above, although now with the lifestyles that we have, we see all these conditions starting even at an earlier age. So say 30 and above, even if you're not sick, go see a doctor, check your blood pressure. You can even go to a clinic.
Yeah.
Check your blood pressure. Check your blood sugar. Because all the conditions that I've mentioned, most of them are more related to diabetes and high blood pressure. So those are like long-term complications if you have those conditions and they are not diagnosed.
Sure.
They end up causing such complications.
Dog, thank you so... Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No, I wanted to say thank you so much for that last bit of information, because I know we didn't ask for it, but it is so helpful. You know, the reason why we see a lot of people picking up on conditions when it's a little bit too late is because of just that very simple thing. We don't have time to sit and have that conversation with doctors. We just go there for the script and we want to go home. So I really do appreciate that from you, Doc. How do people get in touch with you if they need to see a specialist physician?
So my practice is in Polokwane. They can call 015-291-4837.
Thank you so much for chatting with us, Doc. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I look forward to chatting with you again in the future.
Okay, thank you.
You know me, man. I love me some very good unsolicited advice, because that was brilliant. I mean, a lot of these things, we tend to take them lightly. I know my feet swell up every now and then when it's hot. It is only when it's hot I get my feet swollen. I can't fit into my shoes and so forth. But if I get into a cooler place, my body temperature regulates, I then become fine. You know what I mean? But I've never consulted about it. What if it is a sign of something deeper that I am, you know, but that my body is experiencing physically? And I think that is very important. So have you ever experienced that? You know, your limbs swelling up, your feet swelling up, your ankles and so forth. And do you know why it's happening? Or did you just assume it will simply go away? Did it even go away? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.